Law Talk Live. Today is September 3rd, 2022, the first day of the football season for the Florida Gators. We are playing the Utah Utes tonight in Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, more commonly known as the Swamp. And it looks like it's going to be a potential rainy day, according to the weather guy that came on right before our show. So you should go to the game, but bring your ponchos, bring your rain jackets, and support the Gators. We have a good show this morning. Oh, my God. There we go. Thank you. Rob just told me I wasn't speaking into a microphone, so that was Radio 101. I failed this morning, so let's see if I can redeem myself. Can you hear me now, Rob? All right, he gave me the thumbs up. All right, so going back to the intro, we've got the Florida Gators football game this tonight at 7 p.m. versus the Utah Utes, and we're going to be hopefully having, if not a rainy day, it will be a gloomy day, which could bode well for the Florida Gators. We are underdogs in this game tonight, and so if we can get any advantage, such as mugginess, the humidity up, something that would bother the other team, that could help us out. So if you want to watch it, it's on TV. I believe it's on ESPN, so you can watch it on ESPN tonight at 7, or come out to the game. We're excited. We're going to be doing some fan fests. Meldon Law will be doing some fan fest opportunities this year. We've got three of them. Not this game, but the next game versus Kentucky will be set up right outside the O-Dome. And you'll see the Meldon Law infamous wheel, where you can spin the wheel for a prize. And we have some great prizes that will be given out. And everybody is welcome to stop by. I'll be popping around all the tailgates, so I'd love to meet some people out there. This is, of course, Carrie Meldon, Jeffrey Meldon's son and partner with him in Meldon Law. We at Meldon Law, as you guys know, we won't back down. So without further ado, we're going to go into this week's topic, which is I've been served. What's a subpoena and what happens if I ignore it? So everyone out there has probably seen a movie or has had a friend that's been served with a subpoena. And it could be for a variety of different reasons. It could be you've been served with a lawsuit. It could be you've been served with divorce papers. It could be that you've been served to be a witness in a criminal case. There's a whole different, a lot of different ways in which you can be served with a subpoena. Basically, what you're getting is a court notice that you have to appear. I would say it's not even always a court notice, but it's a legal notice that you have to appear at a proceeding, whether it's a mediation, whether it's a deposition, whether it is a court hearing, whatever it is, you have a obligation under the law to appear. Oftentimes, when you get served with a subpoena, there will be an additional requirement that you bring paperwork or other items to the hearing. And that is considered, that's what we commonly call a subpoena duces tecum. And that's a Latin word, subpoena duces, D-U-C-E-S, and tecum is T-E-C-U-M. And that just means that you have to bring things with you to the subpoena. The reason that you have to bring certain documents to the hearings or to the depositions, for example, is so that the lawyers can review them and question you on those items that might be relevant to the hearing. And whether or not you, as the person who was served with the subpoena, thinks it's relevant does not matter. As long as it's inside the subpoena duces tecum, you have to bring it to the hearing. And if you don't bring it to the hearing, you can face consequences. And what are those consequences? Well, if you get subpoenaed for a hearing and you decide you do not want to show up, then a judge can issue what's called an order to show cause. And an order to show cause is essentially a fancy way of saying, get your butt into court and tell me why you didn't show up. And if you don't show a good cause why you didn't show up, then we're going to spank you. Now, what does that mean? That means that when you go into the, if you do not show up to a lawfully issued subpoena and you go into into the courtroom in front of a judge and say, judge, I just didn't want to do it, you can face significant consequences, including being incarcerated, sometimes up to 60 days in the state of Florida, which is crazy. So when you go to court, make sure that you have an explanation if you did not show up for the hearing, if you have an order to show cause, because if you do not have a legitimate reason,
then the judge has discretion in some circumstances to hold you in contempt of court. And part of the punishment of being in contempt of court is possibly going to jail. And nobody here wants to go to jail because they didn't show up after they were lawfully served with a subpoena. So that's kind of the topic. That's the answer in a nutshell. There's obviously nuances depending on the type of subpoena, the type of hearing, and the judges that may be presiding over it. If you have any questions, if you've been served with a subpoena and you have any questions, you can always call our office at Meldon Law. Our number is 352-373-8000. That's 352-373-8000. We're open from 8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. And we got people in the office, including Jeffrey and myself. So we just don't talk the talk. We walk the walk. You can meet with us. We do free consultations. All you have to do is give us a call and we will set that up. So we've got a special guest coming in on the second half of the show, but we've got a few minutes before we hit the first commercial break. I want to let all the listeners out there know that this is a live call-in show, so if you have any questions, you can reach us at 1-877-975-9825. That's 1-877-975-9825. Rob is manning the phones over there. And if you give us a call and ask us a question, we'll just stay on the line. We'll get your address. We'll send you a free gift and add you to our newsletter. So there's always a benefit to giving us a call. And it's completely anonymous. So you can call in and ask questions that are any kind of questions that you have are legally related. In the future, we're going to have some really cool topics coming up. We're talking about, I know a lot of people out there see the billboards that say, whatever lawyer got me $2 million or this lawyer got me $5 million. And frankly, it's deceptive. And when I say it's deceptive, it means that you're not really pocketing $2 million or $5 million. And in a future episode, we're going to be explaining in more detail what you actually pocket when there's a person that says you got this much $1 million, whether or not you're actually getting anything close to that. And the answer is usually probably not. And I want to make sure the listeners know that that's not what, you know, we want to advise you the truthful answers. And we're going to get into that probably in the next couple of weeks. With that being said, once again, we've got our event next week for Kentucky, the Fan Fest event. And at the Fan Fest event, you can come and you can spin the wheel. There's great prizes, great prizes. It looks like we got a call coming in, Rob. Let's see what we got here.
Good morning, Scott. Who's this?
Do we lose him?
We got him.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Kerry.
Oh, my God. Who's this caller? I don't recognize him.
It's your local partner, Jeffrey Meldon.
So for the listeners out there that may not know, Jeffrey's my partner and also my father. But more importantly, he celebrated a big day yesterday. So why don't you tell him about what was yesterday, Dad?
We had a birthday. It was great, man. We all went out for dinner, and friends are in town. Hey, it's the start of football season. I love it.
I know. Well, you know, so Dad's birthday always falls right near Labor Day every year. And so he gets the benefit of always having a great party, great friends, and also usually the opening of the Florida Gators football season.
Yeah. I think I want to thank my parents for being so thoughtful.
Okay. Well, we had a good topic today. We talked a little bit about subpoenas and how they're what happens if you get served with a subpoena and what happens if you don't abide by it. I don't know if you heard anything about the explanation earlier or if you want to add anything to that topic.
No, you covered it. You covered it great.
Okay. Well, so make sure you abide by your subpoenas. And if you have any questions, if you get served with a subpoena and you don't know if it's lawfully binding, you can give us a call. We'll be happy to try to help you out. We do have another call coming in. Rob, can we do three calls or is it going to be impossible with Jeffrey on the line?
I'll give it a shot.
All right, let's see. So in the meantime, I'll talk to Jeffrey. We're talking about the Fan Fest for next week versus Kentucky. And this year is going to be an incredible year for the Florida Gators. We're going to have packed stadiums. And next week, I think the Kentucky game, if we win this week, could be one of the biggest games of the year.
Yeah, I mean, Kentucky's got a terrific football team. They're ranked, and I think that game will be out of sight, particularly since they beat us last year.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? Yeah. Well, you know, let's take care of business tonight, and then we'll focus on next week.
So, Kerry, did you share with our listeners how we got to meet Coach Napier?
No, not yet, but we will. I don't know if is it possible that we can get the caller on, or is it going to be tough today?
Yeah, we should be able to do it. Right. Mike on line one.
Okay, Jeffrey, hold tight. Good morning, Mike. This is Kerry Meldon from the Meldon Law Studios in the sky. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
We're doing great. I've got Jeffrey on the line, too, so you got two for one this morning.
Cool. Yeah. Hey, I got a quick question. Hey, when they serve you a subpoena, don't they have to hand it to the person, individual?
That's a great
on the paper.
That's a great question. The answer is generally yes. Now there's some agencies like law enforcement agencies where you can have an individual that is designated to accept subpoenas, so that way you're not chasing down police officers on the road to serve them with subpoenas to show up at hearings. But you're right. Most of the time, you have to be served, and it has to be there has to be a return of service, and there has to be proof of service. In other words, the proof that you were served with the subpoena. So that's a good question. And does that answer it?
Yeah, that answers it. That's all I wanted to know. That was it.
Well, Mike, I want you to stay on the line because we've got a prize for you. We want to send over to you, Rob. Can we get Mike's information? Wonderful. I think we got another call on. We're going to a break, and then we'll come back. We got another call coming in, and we'll keep moving. Thank you, Mike, for calling, and we'll be back in about 1 minute. We are back here at Law Talk Live. We had some good, relaxing music during the 1 minute that we were off, so we're revived and refreshed and ready to tackle the second part of this show. I've got my friend Alvy in the studio with me, and she is laughing at me, but you know what? You got to start Saturdays light and happy because we've got a three-day weekend. It's Labor Day weekend. I want to urge everybody out there to be safe. This is a very dangerous weekend on the road. A lot of cars are out. People are trying to get their end of summer vacations done. So be extra vigilant, you know, try to be patient. I know it's hard, but it's also important. So we keep trucking along. So we've got another call. I think we've got a call on five here, Rob. Let's see what this is.
I think this is the birthday boy here.
Okay.
Birthday boy.
I'm back.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
That's Rob, not me. Rob, you have a much better singing voice. But, Dad, so we're talking a little bit about what's coming up in this upcoming year. Do you want to tell the listeners some of one of the things I do want to talk about, and I know you mentioned Coach Napier, but before we get into that, Jeffrey is going to be honored by the city of Gainesville's History Museum, the Matheson Museum. And is it of Gainesville history? What's the formal name of the Matheson Museum, Jeffrey?
Well, it's the Alachua County and Gainesville History Museum.
It's the history museum in Gainesville called the Matheson Museum. It's located on University Avenue, kind of near the intersection of Main Street and University, a couple blocks east. And Jeffrey it's got some really special things going on this year. Why don't you kind of explain to the listeners what's going to be happening?
September 30th is the grand opening of the Great Southern Music Hall exhibit back from 1974 to 1978, myself and some other folks put together the Great Southern Music Hall with some of the top artists that ever appeared in Gainesville in an amazing setting. And we're putting together a monster show. It's going to be awesome, celebrating the pictures of a famous photographer, John Moran. And he was our first house photographer. So anyhow, the exhibit's opening September 30th. I think it's going to run 7 or 8 months. And we're going to be having symposiums where we're going to give a little bit of the history of the music scene in Gainesville back in the 1970s. So anyhow.
And can you tell the listeners out there some of the acts that showed up when you owned the Great Southern Music Hall in the mid-70s?
Well, look, we had some of the greatest, you know, Waylon Jennings, Jerry Lee Lewis, Steve Martin, Cheech and Chong, Bo Diddley, Muddy Waters. There was Jimmy Buffett. Gosh, that we had. It was just an endless list.
Minnie Riperton.
Minnie was. A friend of ours, she lived in Gainesville, and when her daughter Maya Rudolph was born, we were there the next day to welcome them home from the Latcha General Hospital. So there's a lot of great memories up there, and the pictures are just amazing. That's really the best part of the show, is this young photographer named John Moran really captured the artists and what was going on at the time. And we've hired Bill DeYoung, who used to write for the entertainment section for the Gainesville Sun, to do the storyline for everything. So it's top-notch. We hired someone from Orlando that does work for Disney and Universal to do the production. So it's going to be first class. You can actually get tickets by going online. Just go to the Matheson and look for the Great Southern Music Hall exhibit. Last night there was 24 tickets left. There's only 100 tickets for the premiere opening September 30th.
So it's already 75% sold out.
Yeah, but you can go on. I don't even know if they charge. No, they don't charge for tickets, Carrie. Yeah, it's free. People can make a donation at the museum if they want, but it's our museum, this Latcha County City of Gainesville.
That's pretty cool. Can I ask you a couple questions about the Great Southern Music Hall? How did you come up with the name?
Well, when we moved to Gainesville, we had we started a food co-op called the Hogtown Food Co-op, and we were behind a leather store called the Great Southern Leather Company. So I always thought Great Southern was a pretty cool name. And there were some other music halls around the country. So we put together Great Southern and Music Hall and came up with the Great Southern Music Hall, the Showplace of the South.
Showplace of the South. And it's still standing today in Gainesville, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a Florida theater. We leased it out from the Florida Theater. The owner was leasing to the theater for 30 some years, and finally we took over the lease, and then eventually the Ken and Linda McGurn bought it, and they kept it for a while.
And with regards to the acts, how were you able to get such well-known acts? I mean, just for the listeners out there, there's probably 30 or 40 national well-known rock bands that came through Gainesville during that period. Now we have very little music acts that come through Gainesville that are well-known. How were you able to book all of these acts in the 70s?
Well, we were flexible since we had control of the theater every night. If an act was coming in on a Wednesday or a Thursday, we could book them, or a Sunday night or a Monday or Tuesday even. Most of our acts were on the weekends, but we had flexibility since it was our theater. And after about 6 months, I brought in Albert T. Badgie, who was a professional booking agent, and he really worked it strong so that we could bring in these fabulous acts. So, yeah, right. I was going to say, Kerry, I didn't tell you this. Ray Charles, he spent a whole week at the Great Southern Music Hall because he wanted to rehearse with his band. And then he did four shows for us, two Friday nights and two Saturday. That was Ray Charles with the Raylettes and the whole orchestra. There must have been 16 people on stage.
Wow. The Ray Charles, probably one of the greatest rock stars in American history. So once again, the exhibit starts at the end of September, September 30th?
Yes.
September 30th.
7 o'clock.
But it'll be running.
Now the museum is open, I think, Wednesday through Saturday. So you can check the times out. But it's going to be up, and anybody can go see it anytime. And we're going to be having these informative symposiums as the year progresses. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Wonderful. Well, before we let you go, is there anything else you want to tell the audience? You got a couple minutes left.
Well, we got the Tom Petty birthday party coming up, and that's going to be October 20th, 21st, 22nd over at Heartwood, and Meldon Law is going to be sponsoring that, and that's going to be a real big deal. That's good. Some of the best artists around are showing up for that, and Tom Petty songs will be front and center.
And the Heartwood Soundstage is located near downtown Gainesville. It's a pretty cool venue. If you haven't shown up yet, you should definitely check it out. It's buttressed by a couple really cool, when I say cool, I keep saying cool, but a couple unique restaurants. One of them I've went to recently called Bingo. And we had a great lunch there, and all the food is locally sourced. So there's different things to do. And, of course, Depot Park, where there is the Cade Museum, basically the Gatorade Museum, is all located across the street. So there's a bunch of things going on in downtown Gainesville. For anybody in North Central Florida that wants to travel, it's definitely worth checking out. And in October, the Tom Petty Bash is going to be quite a cool event.
Yeah, the other thing that's neat is for the LSU game on September 15th. I'm sorry, October 15th. LSU is October 15th. The University of Florida is dedicating the whole day to Tom Petty, and people are going to be encouraged to dress up and have a good time.
Well, great. Well, great. Well, Jeffrey, happy birthday, Dad, and we thank you for calling in, and we'll reconvene next week.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, I want everybody out there to say a little prayer for the Gators. Tonight would be a huge win for us. So go Gators to everybody out there.
Okay. You heard it from his mouth only. We got someone on hold. Who do we have on hold, Rob?
That would be Jerry on line one.
All right. Let's get Jerry in. We got a couple minutes left, Jerry. How can we help you?
I wanted to ask Jeffrey if he ever booked No-Show Jones.
You know what? We're going to ask him next.
I think he did.
He'll be here next Saturday at 10:30, so you have to stay tuned because I'm going to tell him No-Show Jones. I have not heard of No-Show Jones. Tell me about No-Show Jones.
It's George Jones.
Oh, George Jones, the famous country western singer, yes.
Yeah, but he got drunk quite a bit, and he didn't show up to his bookings.
Well, I do know, we'll ask him next week, but I do know that Jerry Lee Lewis had a little incident behind the Great Southern Music Hall during his performance, and you could probably imagine how that went. And he's got another story about Marvin Gaye, which I'll let him tell because he's got the firsthand information. But, George Jones, next week we got to make sure we get Jeffrey to tell the story about George Jones. I don't know if there's any photos of George Jones in this exhibit, but you should definitely come check it out.
Well, because he didn't show up.
Oh, well, that's why he's No-Show Jones. Okay, well, so what happened? Did you get a refund for your ticket?
No, I didn't have any involvement with it, but I just remembered that happened.
Yeah, well,
I think it did, but Jeffrey would know more than
that. I will tell you that there's a really cool photo of Waylon Jennings that's going to be in the exhibit.
Yeah,
and that was big because when he came in, Gainesville was rocking, and there's, you know, I had a sneak peek at all the exhibits at the pictures last month, and these pictures have never been published ever. I mean, John Moran, who's the famous photographer, we call him famous, the well-known photographer in Gainesville, had these negatives sitting in his house for 40 years and then going through things and discovered them. So no one's ever seen these photos of these acts, and they were taken in Gainesville during the 70s. So I think it's going to be really cool. It's going to be rediscovering some of Gainesville's history, and it's done by a really great photographer. If you guys have not heard of John Moran, look him up, Johnmoran. Yeah. He takes amazing photos of the springs and all the beautiful nature in North Central Florida.
Yeah, I know John Moran. I saw him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, well, if you see him again, ask him about this exhibit. He's been to our office a couple times, and he's jacked up too.
I saw Willie Nelson in Gainesville, but it wasn't at the Great Southern Music Hall. It was it was pretty much across the street from there in a parking lot.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't it crazy that Gainesville would get these national, you know, well-known acts back in the days, and now it's I don't remember the last time. I think maybe Garth Brooks came to Gainesville a couple of years ago, and that was about it.
He was in the stadium.
Yeah, and he was in the stadium, exactly right. But these acts used to come all over, and they would play these small venues like Dubs and the Great Southern Music Hall and the Band Shell. And so we're hoping that maybe this will re-inspire some new acts. But look, we're going to let you go. Have a great weekend, and stay on the line, and Rob will get your number, and we will send you a package.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
As always, have a great weekend, and go Gators!